And with that, good afternoon. Yes, it's still a football Friday. No Steelers, no problem. Because when we look back on this weekend and the ratings come out and Pompeiani gets the printout from KDK and says, what were people watching this weekend in Pittsburgh? The four highest rated things will be the NFL playoffs. Bengals, Titans, Niners, Packers, Bucks, Rams, Bills, Chiefs.
And you're still wearing the garb of a team that was bounced like an unwelcome guest from the wild card round, the Steelers.
And you're wearing an orange hunting hat, even though you don't own a firearm.
Is this a hunting hat,
yes,
really?
Yes. Bright orange is. I'm in the woods and I need people to see me.
Yes.
Doran Dickerson, by the way.
Hey, Doran, how are you?
Good, how are you?
How's
your Apollo Mola jersey working out for you?
Yeah, that was your good luck jersey.
Right.
I didn't wear it on Sunday.
Why? Did I get in your head about how since you wore it during the week that all of its mystical powers
and Amanda's like, that thing's getting too small. I can see your love handles. And she made that comment and I'm like, I'm done.
Did you get rid of the jersey or did you resolve to get rid of the love handles?
No, I still have it.
Question.
I can't get rid of love handles in 48 hours, Chris.
Cool sculpting.
Cool sculpting. Let's go. You listening, Skin Center?
They get a free pop
works,
to start
baby.
The show. I didn't have that on my Pony and Muller Friday bingo card. Yeah, so she embarrassed me. She made me feel bad about that.
Like
some of you a-holes made me feel bad about the way I had my dress shirt on the other night at a nice dinner.
Why were people doing that to you?
Because they're mean.
They're just picking on you.
People are sinister.
No, people are not sinister. People are
menacing.
Trying to help you. So here, Doran, I have a couple thoughts on the A versus B that Amanda sent out there. And she wanted Ryan Clark, who is stylish and trendy and can get away with wearing the top button with no tie. She wanted Ryan to comment. I don't know if he ever did.
Ryan said it's okay. It's cool to go the top button route.
Fair enough.
The button is meant to be buttoned.
He's being when you're wearing a tie, yes.
He said even without it.
I never wear a tie.
Some guys can pull it off. You can't. Here's what was odd about it.
We have 2 hours.
Shots fired.
We have 2 hours.
But neither can I. Like, you have to have an overall sense of style.
Basically, he's saying you guys are the same.
Don't lump me in with you. And why are you being so self-deprecating?
Because I have tried to button up the top button, like, and go no tie and look in the mirror. And I'm like, oh, God, this looks like, because it looks like somebody's squeezing my head to make it look even bigger because there's not a tie there to distract from it, right? Here's the thing. What was weird about the two pictures is you are in better shape than I am. I am considerably more overweight than you are.
I wouldn't say considerably.
If you even are. What do you weigh right now?
I bet you ponies more than you.
I weigh 190.
I weigh 207.
Oh, okay.
You guys are little.
Okay, but well.
Yeah, but we're not ex-professional athletes. By the way, are you ready to drop the X and consider
the
USFL?
I figure
we can get into that later, right?
Yeah,
well,
we
why don't we address the elephant in the room right now? Kirby Wilson, Todd Haley, if you get a phone call, would you go?
The elephant in the room is you buttoning your top button.
Yeah, true. Don't try to deflect.
Yeah.
We do have 2 hours to get Doran committed to the Birmingham.
Right. You know how I like to build up.
The Birmingham parentheses.
Stallions.
Oh, is it?
The Birmingham Stallions and Pittsburgh
I'm
Maulers.
I'm calling them the Birmingham Maulers because they're playing down there even though they're the Pittsburgh Maulers.
So they're going to put Birmingham in front of every nickname
this
year? I
think it should just be parenthetical. It should be Birmingham Pittsburgh Maulers. But no, the weird thing about the pony pictures is he needs to buy V-necks. That's the very simple solution.
I have V-necks, Chris.
And you don't
that
like
that one
them,
just rode up on me.
That's, but that was a crew neck.
I know. The crew neck just rode up on me. It's
so
usually tucked
V-neck.
In so you can't see it.
You have a V-neck?
I do have V-neck shirts. I just don't like the way it makes my hairy chest look.
But nobody can see your hairy chest.
I can. That's the problem.
The weird thing was with his arms crossed in the first one with the undershirt, the thing that I was struck by is it made him look like 15 pounds heavier. And then he actually looked better with the top button buttoned because he looked like he had lost those 15 pounds.
Yep.
It was very strange.
Donnie, do you button the top button when you call games, when you have to do professional things like St. Vincent Hoops?
No, I only do that if I have to wear a tie.
Do you wear a tie to do St. Vincent Hoops?
No, absolutely not.
Do you wear a sweatshirt and mesh shorts?
A polo.
No,
that's
it's like a polo and maybe cargo shorts because those gymnasiums are just
cargo
way too hot.
Shorts.
I toss in the khaki shorts or cargo shorts and we're good to go.
My dad always told me that if you are the best looking person in the room, you don't need to wear a tie because that usually a tie distracts from
your
face.
Good looking.
So
I
never wear ties.
Oh, so he was saying that as like a confidence thing for you.
Yeah.
Always assume you're the best looking guy in the room.
Yep.
Would you wear a bolo tie?
Like Phil Rivers and the characters on Yellowstone?
No.
I think a great bit
that's like
one
the,
of us on
like
the... Yeah, it has like the strands
I'll
coming
tell
out.
You what, if Beth Dutton said to me, Pony, put on a bolo tie, I'd go out and buy 100 of them.
She a
is a
character?
Smoke show, dude. You
she,
need to go look...
Yellowstone?
Beth Dutton.
You don't know her?
Nope.
Do some research.
Is she a Yellowstone character?
Yes.
So I just need... What you're
Donnie,
really
are
saying
you intrigued
is,
by her? there's a certain sexual energy there. Would you agree?
I would.
Oh, wait a minute, Kelly Riley. She's in the Sherlock Holmes movies, which I love. She's Jude Law's wife.
Still, in real life?
No, I think in the movies. I don't know who Jude Law's married to. Maybe it's Rachel Weisz.
Rochelle has a big crush on Jude Law. It makes me upset.
I think it's because he's tall,
skinny, and British.
Because
you guys have
nothing
in common.
Tall, skinny, British.
You know what I mean?
Old.
Yeah. What's that all about?
I don't know.
Yeah, bolo tie, though, anyway. I think I'm going to do that on a nightly sports call. One day,
I think
I'm
you should
gonna,
do that.
I'm
definitely.
Just going to show up
definitely.
In a bolo tie and not explain it at all.
Definitely.
Just be like...
Go right into your take.
If Pomps is like, Chris, that's an interesting bit of attire you're wearing today. I don't know what you're talking about, Bob. Anyway, let's talk Steelers.
There is a quarterback that's playing tomorrow night that could end up on the Steelers roster, and it's not Aaron Rodgers. It's the guy for the 49ers. And he's a lame duck, quack, quack. He's not going to be back with San Francisco unless they somehow win the Super Bowl. They've all but admitted that he's done, that he's just a stopgap because they traded two first-round picks to get Trey Lance. Garoppolo knows he's on borrowed time. He didn't help his cause really on Sunday when he threw that interception and almost lost the Niners the game single-handedly. So he's out there. There are some in Steelers media who are actually pounding or... Do you pound a drum? I guess you do.
Banging a drum.
There are some in Steelers media that are banging the drum for this guy.
Who?
Well, stats nerd David Todd loves Garoppolo.
Why?
He thinks that's a great idea because he's a winner. He's 35. He's 34 and 15.
He'd be a Super Bowl winner if he could get out of his own way.
He's 34 and 15 when he starts for the 49ers. He's been to the Super Bowl. He was 10 minutes away from being a champion and being like the Brad Johnson of our generation,
I know,
a game manager who
throw.
Won a Super Bowl.
He didn't make the one throw needed.
But he's better than
game.
Mediocre Mason.
You know, it's a stat that I think is very telling on Jimmy G this year, Dorn. He is, when he plays a clean game, no fumbles, no picks, he does not personally turn the ball over. They're 6-0 when he plays a clean sheet. When he has one fumble lost, one interception, they're 4-6. Now, that Dallas game gets lumped in there. I mean, they won it. But that, I think, shows you what he is. He is an elite quarterback as long as he plays what amounts to a perfect game. Not like perfect in 28 of 31, 500 yards. Doesn't screw up. But the majority of the games are, in fact, games where he screws up. So then he's about a 500 guy. That tells me that Jimmy G can't overcome his own mistakes. You are working with very little margin for error up there on the Jimmy G tightrope.
I totally agree. How old is Jimmy G, 27?
No.
Oh, he's like 31.
He's in his 30s now.
He's in his
30s.
I mean, his ceiling is max. Come on, guys. I mean, we know what Jimmy G is. I mean, he is what he is. He has no room to grow. Now, somebody like Derek Carr, I believe, has a
They're
lot of room.
They're the same age, though.
But I think he has a lot
what
of room it? To grow.
Yeah, what's the difference between those two guys for
I'd
you then?
Say
in
like
terms
leadership.
Of one guy is more upside and the other one doesn't.
Leadership and guys around him. I think that Derek Carr can get into those good situations and actually win. I really do. I know Jimmy G has made it to a Super Bowl. I know he has won. But I just think that Derek Carr has something extra than Jimmy G.
Are
does.
You saying that?
Man, because so Gronkowski said the exact opposite. Know, well, he said Garoppolo has the it factor that Carr lacks.
The it factor is different than the growth factor. Are you suggesting here, let me be clear, because I think this is what you're saying, and I don't want to misrepresent you, that because Jimmy G plays in that Shanahan system that is a lot of like misdirection and running, the running should be very easy, and they made Deebo Samuel into this unique weapon, that he's got a lot more things benefiting him than Carr does in Vegas in terms of like what is surrounding him, how it's schemed up, the reputation of the guy calling the plays, et cetera. Because I'll buy that with Garoppolo.
So what are you saying? He's a system quarterback? Was that your long-winded way of saying that?
It wasn't long-winded. It was like 35 seconds, tops. I think he is. Look where he went into the NFL. In the ultimate system place.
Can Jimmy G win you a football game? Like himself.
By himself.
I'm not looking at anything outside of him. Can he win you a football game? I don't think so.
Well, either can any of the quarterbacks on the Steelers roster, and that's what this
I
is
totally
about.
Agree. Totally agree.
Can Jimmy G take the Steelers roster as it's going to most likely look next year and turn it into a big-time winner?
No.
Can Jimmy G, with the coaching he will probably receive from, say, Matt Canada in this hypothetical, overcome that?
Is he better than Roethlisberger?
Right now?
He's better because he can move a little bit more, but the antithesis or the kind of like the drawback to that is – you touch Jimmy G.
Yeah, he's got
he's
a slightly sprained right shoulder, thumb injury. He's always banged up. He's perpetually injured.
He's the only guy I've ever seen who tore his ACL on a play where he got hit in the shoulder.
You talk about overcoming, right? Can Jimmy G overcome the situation with the Steelers?
Yeah.
Then you look at somebody like Derek Carr. Look what he's overcome. Think about it. I mean, look what he's overcome this year. And they made it to the playoffs. because of him, I believe.
No, he was
He's overcome, he was an A-plus leader this year.
He was an A-plus leader of men. The thing that I think strengthens your point the most right now about room for him to grow is the year where he was at his best and was a legitimate MVP candidate, he gets hurt right before the playoffs and doesn't get a chance to sort of give you that first look of when all the chips are on the table, what does Derek Carr do? Like, when he's playing at his best, what does it look like then in the next round? They started Connor Cook in a playoff game because even freaking Matt McGloin got hurt. I mean, that is, I don't know how anybody could watch those two and realize what organizations they've been with. In Carr's case, it's just one. Who they've been coached by at times and think, Jimmy G still has something here that's a question mark. Derek Carr, you can make that argument. I don't think you can with Jimmy G.
But we don't know if Carr's going to be available yet. We know that Garoppolo will. Barring a miracle run, he's going to be on the market, and the Niners are going to be desperate to trade him. I talked to someone who works up there who texted me this morning and said he is there to be had for a second-round pick. That's all it's going to take. Mm. A pick in the 60s will get Garoppolo. Now, he only has 1 year left on his contract, and it's a $27 million cap hit. So you have to think about that, too.
That's a lot.
Steelers have what? They're projected, I've seen 44.
Over 40.
I've seen 41.5 right now, projected at 44. No. The answer is no, man. Because here's how I weigh this. Let me see if this strikes either of your fancies. I say, do I want to try to beef up the team in sort of the way Belichick did? I'm going to replace some parts here in free agency. I'm going to have, I'm a very targeted draft. I'm going to build up both lines. I'm going to get guys that fit. I might retain a guy or two that fits, right? Okay. And then I'm going to maybe not be very good this year because I'm going to have some bad options at quarterback. And then in 23, guess what? We're going to draft a guy because we're going to be picking near the top in a better quarterback draft, and let's go.
Yeah, but that's still years away. I mean, okay, so now we got a rookie quarterback in 2023. We're not going to compete for a Super Bowl because the guy's a rookie. Like, that's really pushing things down the road. Like, you're eyeing 2024, something like that.
That's all right.
To be a contender, is it? If you're Cam Hayward, would you like the way that sounds? You're 35 years old.
You're losing your Hall of Fame quarterback. There has to come a time where you have to realize that you're going to have to do this.
Not necessarily.
I think so. I think that at this point, Ben Roethlisberger played for the Steelers for 18 years. There's going to be a time, which is now, that you're going to have to rebuild. You're going to have to figure it out and start from scratch again.
Yeah, but some teams don't do that. Some teams go with the Band-Aid or the ready-made quarterback and don't, like, have patience with a rookie guy. They just either sign a free agent or they trade for a big-name guy. The Steelers could do that if they want. They have the cap space to afford an expensive quarterback next year. I don't want to be Jimmy G's advocate, but I do think he would give them a better chance to win than the guys they have. I mean, I would be actually rooting against it happening, but the season is not a throwaway season if he's your quarterback over Rudolph or Haskins or even a rookie. He would give them a better chance to win than any of those guys.
So what is a successful season with Jimmy G in your eyes then?
Well, he's been to a Super Bowl.
He's been. It doesn't mean he's going to do that with the Steelers.
No, I know, but if you brought him in, your take on next season would be, we're bringing him here to win multiple playoff games.
What if you don't make the playoffs? Then it's a dud.
Correct.
The team.
I mean, look at the
$27 million dud.
I mean, that's what the Colts gambled on with Carson Wentz, and it blew up in their face.
So the 49ers, do we agree, had a better roster when they made it to the Super Bowl than the Steelers do now?
Of course, and they had a great roster.
And he couldn't.
Jimmy Garoppolo was along for the ride. He was not even in the passenger seat. He was in the middle seat in the back, which is the worst place to sit, Doran.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Thank you. If that's all the case, he threw, what, 8 passes in that NFC title game when they buried Green Bay?
Yep.
Why, in your hypothesis here, would you bring in Jimmy G and expect him to win multiple playoff games when he was mostly a bystander on a Super Bowl runner-up?
Yep.
Because they were so loaded around him. You don't bring in that guy and say, you're the man now. It's an interesting dynamic in the 8 teams that are left as far as, like, patch in a quarterback or draft one and get bad. Burrow, Mahomes, Allen, Rodgers are all drafted guys. Rodgers being outside the top 20, that's a unique situation. The other 4 teams, Bucks, Rams, Titans, right? They all brought in a guy. Like, Tannehill comes in, that's his second team. Brady, that's his second team. Stafford, it's his second team. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You can do it both ways, but the key theme here with the guys that are on those that are not drafted high up, they were awesome or had, like, an obvious pedigree. Stafford, former number one overall. Brady, a 6-time Super Bowl champion, right? Tannehill, a first-round pick, who everyone said, if Ryan Tannehill ever gets away from Adam Gase, this could actually work. And they, by the way, also surrounded him with a ton of weapons and the best running back probably of the last 10 years or so, pure runner. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Any disagreement here?
No.
So if you're going to play that little game, right, with bring in a guy and add him to a roster, he better be somebody that has pedigree.
That's
and
what I,
Jimmy, yeah, I know you're, you and I are on the same side of this. And Jimmy I'm on G this, ain't that
and,
guy.
And I'm on the same side as you guys, too. All I'm saying is there a scenario out there where the Steelers don't really like the quarterbacks in free agency, so they don't take any? The draft doesn't break their way, and no one they really like is available at 20. And so the draft is done and free agency is done, and the 49ers still have to trade Jimmy Garoppolo. And in that situation, you didn't add to your quarterback room in free agency. You didn't add to it in the draft. Do you take a shot on him, or do you just ride it out with Mason Rudolph and Dwayne Haskins? I mean, that...
If you ride it out with Rudolph and Haskins... Well, here, you...
No. I know exactly what's going to happen. And you guys are going to remember this 2 years from now. I mean, I would rather take my chances and potentially win with a rookie quarterback than spend $27 million and maybe win.
Yeah, but I'm saying the rookie quarterbacks are off the board by the time they pick at 20.
Okay, but this is what's going to happen. You know who's going to be the next GM for the Steelers, right?
Well, Brandon Hunt?
Yes. Where did he go to high school?
He's local, isn't he?
Dracovic.
Pine Richland.
Where's Tomlin's kid?
Boston College.
Pine Richland, in 2 years, are going to draft Dracovic. Guarantee. That's what's going to happen. They're not going to draft a quarterback this year.
I don't like him.
And then in 2 years, they're going to draft Phil Dracovic. I guarantee that happened. Watch.
Well, but that doesn't solve the 2022.
No, the Band-Aid is Mason Rudolph. You're going to.
Look, a lot of Steelers insiders have said that's what they're going to do. I'm telling you right now, if they take that risk, Tomlin's going into the season with the real possibility that his streak of consecutive winning seasons ends.
That streak is actually a detriment to him.
But my point, oh my God, I think he cherishes that. I think he loves that. Like, I'm not going to name Amanda. There, that's what I meant to say. I think that's how he looks at.
I think he was going to go with food or drink before he said his own wife there. Yeah.
I think Tomlin loves that whenever his name comes up, that is the first thing people say about him.
And that will be connected with Ben. And I think he's okay with that now that Ben's
gone. Nah, I don't agree.
Ben also had a 7-8 season once.
I don't agree with that.
Forget it. Yeah. You might have people inside the organization, you both might, telling you that he does value it. You might think he doesn't care, Dorn. Let me split the baby here. Whether he cares or not, it's a bad thing for him now, the idea that they haven't been bad. The last time they were close to really bad was 6-10. Who did that yield in the draft? The guy that got them their sixth Super Bowl.
They were in position to have something like that happen to them. They were winless. Ben got injured, and there was a strong possibility that they were going to have a bad year. And he said, screw that. I want to go trade my first-round pick for a safety. I mean, I just don't see...
A safety that only played 1 year.
Hold on, but the future trade, he could have just allowed for Mason Rudolph to ride it out that year, win like 5 or 6 games, and draft his next franchise quarterback in the following April's draft. That could have happened.
You're trying to say that they traded for Minkah Fitzpatrick because they wanted to salvage that season?
Yes!
No.
I don't think they wanted to throw in the towel on that season so early.
I don't agree with
Chris?
That.
I thought it was a chance for them... Granted, with things at like a very low point, to get a player he loved and coveted that they didn't have an opportunity to get.
He could have for 10 years.
I thought that was, quote, not say a crime of, but that was a decision of opportunity, born of opportunity, because obviously Fitzpatrick didn't like the way he was being deployed there. Let me just say this about the Garoppolo hypothetical. Say you have to, you know, you $27 million, you owe him all this money, you trade for him. Then you're pot committed mentally to him because, we used maybe a second round pick. What are we doing here? Think of how many players you might otherwise be able to sign if you don't pay Jimmy Garoppolo a whole bucket full of money. Like, guys that could actually help you for more than one season. Free agents that are out there that are useful.
No doubt.
I know that they don't build their roster that way, but they still can. James Ferrier.
I agree, but if you don't do something, you can build all those other things, and you have almost no chance of competing this year because you'll have the worst quarterback situation in the league.
What kind of appetite
You're the 2021 Denver Broncos
if you do that stuff. I think Steelers fans would welcome that. You know why? Because I think they've seen them go sort of...
Oh, so then 6 years without a playoff win?
But they know there's at least some sort of light at the end of the tunnel. Right. This is why we're
doing
this.
There's a plan in place.
Probably if I were going to describe my biggest complaint about the last couple of years, it was that going with Ben post-elbow surgery when it was obvious that he was a shell of his former self, they looked like a team without a plan, kind of flailing and grasping at what they used to be.
Donnie, how do you feel about the idea of Jimmy G as the next Steelers quarterback? A few female Steelers fans have texted in during the conversation. They seem to be on board with it.
I'm sure they are, but
why is that?
I'm not worried about how the guy.
Well, why
looks.
Would they
I'm
be
worried about how he plays football?
Oh, that is a football guy answer.
Did Colin Cowherd text in too?
I think. Why do you say that?
I think
he's got a crush on him. He's got
he
a man crush.
I think he has a big man crush.
If Jimmy Garoppolo was in this room, would you go out and buy a tie?
That was a good one. That was a good one. But I would not.
That's well done.
Let's
go, Doran.
I would not.
So you're not on board with it, Donnie.
I mean, he's better than what they currently have.
Second round pick for Garoppolo. You pull the trigger on that deal?
I don't know. With the amount they'd probably have to pay him? No.
It's $27 million for 1 year.
No, thanks. No.
I mean,
no
the way. Answer's a hard no for me.
Yes. Hard no.
Hard no.
Hard no. Like, I would be pissed because that would, to me, be trying to grasp at something that really isn't there. And it would, again, be prioritizing we want to try to be competent. Like the whole I've used this analogy before. Neil Huntington, I want to be a guy that builds a team that wins 85 games and plays meaningful ones in September. I don't want that. Suck for a year. Be uninspiring.
So
and
wait
have
a minute.
The worst quarterback room in the league to try to get one of the best ones in one fell cheap swoop.
But do you think they're bad enough where if they really went with Rudolph and or
you talk
Haskins,
about Rudolph like he's one of the worst quarterbacks
right.
ever to get into the NFL.
Right.
To have a team believe in him over a long period of time, yes.
So don't you think that would be a pretty bad football team? They're getting old at key positions. We went through all their free agent to bees, and you and I.
No,
were saying,
I think you're
like,
right.
Yeah.
No, I think you've. I think you're right. I think they would be pretty bad. Yeah, I think they'd have by far their worst season.
I would
Tomlin.
Be if they don't.
And their worst season in 20 years.
My epiphany has been lately. I know you had one that was you don't want Dwayne Haskins.
Isn't there a day
anymore?
Of epiphany? Isn't that like a?
I thought it was January 8th in the Catholic Church.
So we just passed
Roman
it.
Catholic.
Did you celebrate
I think
it?
So I did not.
Did your mom?
I don't know.
No,
I'm not sure.
So you didn't say Happy Epiphany Day
I think
in a text.
It might be an Orthodox thing actually too.
No. No, I don't know, Doran. I'm out on this one.
I don't know.
The epiphany I have had is that I am more than happy as a Steelers fan. Yes, a guy who does want to see them do well.
But is wearing a Browns colored hat right now.
You said it was a hunting hat. Make up your mind.
It's both.
It's Duck Hodges' support here.
No.
USFL. Keeping us well on theme here. I would be happy with like a 5-12 season for this reason.
You'd be happy with it?
Yes.
Fine with it. He'd be okay.
I would be at peace with watching it, knowing what I'm watching. Yes, I'm wasting a year of TJ and maybe the last year of Cam as an elite talent because he's getting into his mid-30s. I love watching that guy because it would be putting them in the best possible position to not only find their next franchise quarterback, but to then have that player for several years on the cheap.
Yep.